Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Along with sodium, potassium, and magnesium, calcium is one of the ions that move across the cellular membrane during cardiac contraction and relaxation. Slowing the rate which calcium moves with medications called calcium channel blockers is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Listening to a tip daily for a few weeks before your class will help to cement the key concepts needed for you to pass your ACLS written exam and megacode. Push the plus, follow, or subscribe button in your listening app, or activate the PASS ACLS flash briefing skill on your Amazon voice device so you don't miss upcoming tips. You can find additional ACLS-related resources at passacls.com. For ACLS, the primary use of calcium channel blockers is for the treatment of stable, narrow complex tachycardias refractory to vagal maneuvers and adenosine. They may also be used to lower the blood pressure of ischemic stroke patients with severe hypertension. Adenosine is generally not effective for the treatment of SVT caused by AFib or A-flutter. After giving 6 mg of adenosine to a stable patient with a heart rate greater than 150, if we see AFib or flutter as the underlying rhythm, we may opt to skip the second dose of adenosine and consider the use of a calcium channel blocker or beta blocker to slow the heart. There are several calcium channel blockers available for use. In the acute setting, nicardipine, cardizem, or verapamil are commonly stocked on crash carts or in EMS med bags. This is an organizational choice, so a different medication may be used in your area. As an ACLS provider, you should be aware of the medications used by your organization and familiarize yourself with their specific dosing. These medications have a negative chronotropic and inotropic effect on the heart, meaning that their use will slow the heart rate and decrease the force of contractions. Calcium channel blockers not only have an effect on the heart, they affect blood vessels as well, causing them to relax and dilate. Because of these actions, calcium channel blockers are contraindicated in patients with hypotension, a heart block, or pulmonary edema. If a patient with a heart rate over 150 has a sudden decrease in consciousness, hypotension is indicated by a systolic blood pressure less than 90, signs of shock, acute CHF, or ischemic chest pain, they are unstable and should be cardioverted with a synchronized shock. Using tPA to treat stroke patients with uncontrolled hypertension increases the risk of intracerebral hemorrhage. For suspected ischemic stroke patients with severe hypertension indicated by a systolic blood pressure higher than 185 or a diastolic pressure of 110 or more, the calcium channel blocker nicardipine may be administered via infusion starting at 5 mg per hour. The patient's blood pressure should be reassessed every 15 minutes and the medication slowly titrated up in 2.5 mg per hour increments until a blood pressure less than 180 over 110 is obtained or we reach a maximum dose of 15 mg per hour. For a deeper dive into calcium channel blockers, tachycardia, or stroke, be sure to check out the pod resource page at passacls.com. I've posted links to some of my favorite medical podcasts that cover ACLS-related topics. Some of them are just as entertaining as they are educational, and a few even offer free CE. Just create an account and pass an online quiz after listening to an episode. I hope that you enjoy them as much as I do. If you found today's tip on calcium channel blockers helpful, consider giving back via the secure PayPal link in the episode notes or clicking the donate button at passacls.com. Training centers or providers of ACLS-related products or services that would like to reach ACLS-certified medical professionals should contact me. I'm happy to share links on passacls.com, tweets and posts containing helpful information for ACLS providers on Twitter or LinkedIn, or discuss other partnership opportunities. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.